You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another episode of 10 Till Places, a theater podcast. My name is Aaliyah Gardner and I am your lovely host. Today we're going to be discussing theater jobs on stage and off stage. I am incredibly grateful to have sat down with actress Jenna Lee Miller to discuss her business outside of her performing and how she maintains her sanity during quarantine and still stays active in the theater community. So sit back and relax. Thank you so much, Jenna, for joining me today, and I hope that you guys enjoy. Okay, welcome everyone. Thank you guys so much for joining me in this next episode of 10 Till Places. My name is Aaliyah Gardner, and I am here with Miss Jenna Lee Miller. I'm an amazing actress. Hello, Miss Jenna. How are you doing today?
Hello. Happy Monday. Start of a new week. I'm doing well.
Amazing. I'm so glad to have you. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. It means the world to me.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
Of course. So yes, let's just go ahead and jump right in. So we know each other from our production of Hairspray in New Hampshire with Educational Theater Collaborative. Very amazing. Do you want to chat a little bit about how you got involved with them and everything?
Sure. So I actually found a breakdown for them on Backstage, and I sent in a video submission. I actually didn't audition for them in person. I think my video was like 10 minutes long. It was absurd. And yes, I did use props and costumes were involved. Tracy Turnblad is like the dream character of my dreams. I really think she is just such a strong character, and she spreads such a powerful message that I just went like above and beyond for my audition video. And then I think I sent it in, and then like a week later I had heard back and was like, you got the part.
Awesome. I love that. No, I mean, that's pretty much how it went with me and everything too. I mean, they did it was on Backstage, the call and everything for ensemble actors. And they just said, hey, send in any video that you have. So of course I was just almost I think I just recently graduated from high school. Okay. So it was like the very first like real professional show that I ever got to do. And it was so amazing. And I mean, you along with like everybody else in the show was like making it so much fun. And I was like, I need to do this for the rest of my life. This is incredible. But were you involved in any theater before? I'm assuming you've been an actress for a while, but I mean, how'd you get into the game and everything in terms of doing it professionally?
Yeah. So I started with singing. I actually started singing when I was 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
Like literally I was singing before I was like speaking senses. But I started singing just in church choir when I was just a little tot. And then that became, oh, why don't we try these dance lessons? Oh, why don't we join this acting camp? And then I started doing shows, and then I was just hooked. I'm kind of like the black sheep in my family that I'm the only one in the arts. Like my parents, neither of them can sing. Like none of my cousins sing or do perform. Like I'm literally the black sheep. But yeah, I was always like, okay, mom, like I want to go to this and this and this audition in New York this week. And she would like drive me up. We would go maybe like once a week up to New York, like when I was in middle school and high school. So it kind of always was, oh, Jenna's going to go to school for musical theater. Like my mom, who's a nurse, tried to convince me otherwise, but it kind of always was written in the stars that way.
That's amazing. amazing. That's so great. Yeah, it's always like you would think, because there's all these like incredibly talented people. I mean, people like Haley Kilgore, who's adopted and completely not even in the theater world or anything like that. It's crazy how it just comes so naturally. That's amazing. That's great. And how did you start kind of making, is this your only living, or do you, like when it comes to everything artsy, or are you doing part-time jobs? How are you maintaining your work, especially during quarantine?
Yeah, so not in quarantine life, pre-quarantine, the normal days. I had quite a few day jobs. So obviously, I would try and book contracts as much as possible. That's the goal, right? Obviously, performing full-time is the goal. But when I was in New York, I babysat an eight-year-old. I also worked for two temp agencies, a catering company. I was a social media manager for a children's tour up in New Hampshire. I was an online stylist through a company out in San Francisco.
I want to hear more about that one. Yeah, online. What in the world is an on? I'm so sorry. I will let you finish, but we have to jump back to the online stylist. What in the world? Please ignore me. Continue.
Yeah, and then my biggest side job, which now during quarantine has jumped into my full-time job, is I own my own theater coaching business called Problem Solved. And that kind of shifting into quarantine, I've always wanted my theater coaching business to be my full-time job other than when I'm not performing. So quarantine has really, I've turned my perspective into like, this is like an opportunity for me that now I can devote the time it actually deserves. Now I have not time to release a newsletter every week, to create spotlights on a blog on my website, to create new products. So that's kind of been super helpful. Not that quarantine is amazing and great, but in that aspect, it's really a gift. Like time is a gift in quarantine. So yeah, that's kind of my what I do.
No, I love it. That's great. Have you always wanted to do a business or go into business if the arts didn't take off for you?
I mean, my end-all be-all goal is performing. I would love to be on Broadway and perform on Broadway. Like that is, to me, is the end goal. But I think success is defined in many ways. And I think if I were not to be able to perform on Broadway and just own a successful theater coaching business, like my heart would still be full, you know? But obviously, I would love to be on Broadway.
That's the goal, girl. Everybody wants that. It's amazing. There's so many incredible opportunities, and it's just incredible. And I wanted to chat a little bit about, because you are definitely the one to talk to when it comes to like the open call. What is an average open call for you? I see your stories on Instagram. Follow her at Jenna Lee Miller. You guys, she's amazing. But you wake up at sometimes like 4 a.m., 5 a.m. and just wait. Like, how can you just go through a typical like open call morning for you or day? How does that
work? Yeah. So open call. So say this is an open call that a lot of people are going to go to. Mm-hmm. So my rule of thumb is I like to be 25 and under on the unofficial list. Because I have noticed that when I go earlier in the day, I tend to get more callbacks. So that being said, I normally get up around 3:34, mm-hmm. and then I'll head downtown to Pearl or Ripley, wherever it is. And then I will sign up on the unofficial list. And then I will wait outside until the building opens, and then you can go inside and sign. Like Pearl has kind of shifted that now When their building opens around 7:38, you go into the lobby and sign the unofficial list in there. And then you go back outside and wait in line again until Pearl opens, which is around 8 o'clock. So you go upstairs and then you go into the waiting room. And then normally sometimes they'll have an official list that you can sign when you're actually in the waiting room where the theater company like has paid for that waiting room. So then I'll sign up on that list. It's now 8 o'clock. And then the actual auditions normally don't start until 10. So then you sit there and wait. And then normally I like to go within the first hour. If I'm under 25, it's normally always within the first hour. Mm-hmm. And then I'm normally done by 11:12. And then like pre-quarantine, I would have to leave for my babysitting job around 2-3. So I would normally like go home, like drop all my stuff off, like change and then eat lunch and then leave. But I think what's kind of frustrating as speaking specifically as a non-equity actor, there really are no rules. So as much as I would like to be like, oh, you do this, 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 and this, and then this will be the outcome, that's really not how it is anymore or how it was anyway. But yeah, that's kind of like a typical day. And then I try to go to like one audition a day. But sometimes, you know, sometimes it's two auditions a day, sometimes it's three. It kind of just depends on, you know, where we are in the audition season.
Yeah, that's a wow. That's crazy. No, it's amazing. Honestly, it sounds like something that I would do if I had the opportunity to be in New York and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my goodness, the dedication.
Yeah, it's definitely not for everyone. And I definitely realized that I'm on the crazier end of auditions. Like, but that is kind of like I thrive when I'm pushed outside my comfort zone. Like I know I do better when I'm earlier in the morning. So like I'm creating the best possible opportunity for myself that I can. And if that includes getting up at 3 a.m. and going to bed at 10 p.m., like I'm going to do that, you know?
Yeah, that's great. Honestly, I mean, I'm not going to encourage like, woohoo, like sleep deprivation. That's amazing. But no, it's just, I just admire that that dedication to the out and doing the auditions and everything. Because it's really, I try to stress this enough. A lot of my listeners are very, are younger. They're just recently graduated from high school.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, and like maybe stuck in their town, maybe doing community theater, et cetera.
Yeah.
So it's just so important to like have people to just stress, because it's so easy to see graduating from high school and then boom, somebody's on Broadway. There's like, there's no middle ground or any process or anything. So I just, people need to hear this. That's great.
It really does take a lot of work. People always talk about like the before and after of things, but honestly, where the real work is in the middle. Like in the process, you know, like that. I completely agree with you that that's kind of why, like on my Instagram, I like to hashtag keep it real with all of you, because people need to see the hard side of the business as well as like the opening night, the glorious opening night, and like booking a dream show, which are amazing things and should be shared, but also like the grind of getting up at 4 a.m. and then getting on an unofficial list and then they don't accept non-equity. You know, like that's real. It's a real struggle. So I completely agree with you.
No, that's great. And I guess that gives us a little bit of a segue. Woo! Talk about your business. What is Problem Solved? I absolutely, guys, I cannot stress this enough. You guys have to just take a look at her page, her Problem Solved Instagram page. Check out her website. Everything that she's doing is great. So would you like to just chat a little bit about what you do in your business when you're not performing?
Yeah. So check me out on Instagram, Problem Solved by Jenna, or my website, which is www.problemsolvedbyjenna.com. Problem Solved is theater coaching for all artists, whether that's, you know, you are 20, whether you're 9, whether you're male, whether you're Black, whether you're white, like for all artists. And I'm in the process actually currently of writing a new mission statement for Problem Solve, but the two major things that I really stress is one, artists supporting artists, which I think, you know, as artists, we have like innate sense to like emote very well and help others. And there's no reason why we as artists should be tearing each other down. We need to lift each other up. You know, when you win, I win. You know, we are a community, which brings me to my second point. I will say it till I'm blue in the face. Community over competition. I genuinely believe that there are enough jobs for everyone, and we each have our own set of unique talents that can be showcased in different lights, right? So yeah, that's kind of what Problem Solve is all about. As for like services, we provide audition book revamps, so finding new material, prepping for college auditions, monologues. We have some e-courses coming out soon.
I saw that, and yeah. I am very excited about that because I've definitely, one of the few things I've been doing in quarantine is definitely trying to utilize online classes and workshops and everything for like reasonable prices and everything. So, oh my goodness, that would, that's amazing. Like what can you give us a little sneak peek of what kind of courses you're looking into?
So this week, a new e-course is being released, Instagram Stories e-course. Obviously, if quarantine has taught us anything, that we are living in a virtual world and having a social media presence, especially as an artist, can be so beneficial. And your stories on Instagram is one of the amazing ways to promote what you're doing, to share your message. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but people are more receptive to that message if it's aesthetically pleasing. It's just a fact. So I keep all my rates really affordable because I know we are artists. We are all struggling here, especially right now. Unemployed.
For real.
And then the second e-course that I'm launching is how to organize and maintain your audition book and music books. Nice. You know, so much time is spent finding in your training, like finding material that suits you and working on that material, but it's not really taught like how to organize your book or how to actually make cuts in music. So we go through all of that in the e-course, and I'm so excited. I've had the time to actually produce these products that I've been thinking about for so long now.
That's great. No, that's awesome. I feel like all my responses are just like, that's great. That's awesome. That's fabulous. Because it is. No, it really is. I promise. I'm not like on auto or anything. But no, that's amazing and incredible. And I'm so happy and I'm so proud of you and everything. But is there anything in particular that from a professional's perspective, what it really drives you to an audition? Like what really drives you to go to want to do the getting up at 3 a.m. and getting ready and waiting and all that good stuff? Because I know like you have a pretty wide resume from like the wardrobe and Beauty and the Beast and then Tracy and Hairspray and everything in between. So like what really makes you want to go out and pursue a company or a show?
I think at the root of it, as artists, we're storytellers, right? Like that's the main part of our job. So what really draws me to a show is the story and like the message it shares, which like, especially right now, I think Hairspray is like an important like valuable story to share. I mean, there's a million other shows, you know, but yeah, I think the story is like really what draws me to it. And as opposed, and also like the company that's producing the show, there's so many theater companies in the US and abroad too. But obviously I look for companies that, you know, treat their actors well, and you know, I can still pay my rent in New York when I leave, you know, things of that nature, logistics. But majority of it is like, does this story support the message that Jenna wants to give to the world? You know, which is sharing important and valuable lessons to our community.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I completely agree. I couldn't agree with you more, because I feel like I definitely feel Hairspray. I keep rounding it back to Hairspray, but like I feel like Hairspray is definitely a lot more valuable now and appreciated now, because yeah. If you look at Hairspray, it's an overdone show. It's very it's just, you can't stop the beat. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tracy, somebody,
oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, very bright and vibrant and everything. But I feel like now that everything is going on, I already had a podcast about experiences performing as a Black person in the industry. It's tough. It is tough. I'm not going to lie. It's very difficult sometimes, but you know, it is what it is, and change needs to continue to happen. We have made very, very big strides, but yeah, I definitely feel like people are starting to look at Hairspray and kind of appreciate it more because of the message that it's trying to tell, rather than it just being some quirky girl from the big Baltimore city who wants to be a dancer. And I mean, that goes along with a lot of other shows too. A lot of people are definitely appreciating the messages a lot more. Spring Awakening was very controversial for a time. Now people are understanding it's educate your children and talk to your children. It's et cetera. I could go on forever, but I'm not going to, because I don't want to talk your ear off. But I mean, otherwise, is there anything else that you want people to know about? I mean, hopefully this gets out to a lot of people and people hear your story and everything. Is there anything that you want to say that will resonate with people, with listeners that are maybe young or wanting to get into the arts or performing professionally?
Yeah, I think my biggest piece of advice for artists that are just starting out and to peers is to show up. I always say 50% of the work is literally showing up. And when I say show up, I mean, yes, I do mean show up to an audition, show up to your voice lesson, show up being prepared in your music at home, show up to your rehearsal on time, show up on social media. Like, there's many facets when I say show up, but I think you can't get opportunities if you don't ask for them, and you can't ask for them if you don't show up. You know?
Yes. No, I agree. Yeah. It's been like very, sometimes it's been days like, oh, I don't know. So, this girl is going to the audition. I don't know if I'm going to get it, or if I'll have a chance because of her, or there's like hundreds of girls are going to go out to this audition. I mean, you have something unique to offer, so just go. That is excellent advice.
You have to have confidence in yourself that you have something to share. You know, you have a gift, you know, and if you have a passion for it, go for it. That's what I say.
Yes, I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much. That is our episode. Thank you so, so much for joining me today. Like I said, again, where can they follow you, Miss Jenna?
Yes, they can follow my actor Instagram, which is Jenna Lee, L-E-I-G-H, Miller on Instagram, or my theater coaching page at Problem Solved by Jenna.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Like she said, artists supporting artists, very important. Follow your people, support Woo-hoo. Each other, and show up. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. And I really, really appreciate you. And hopefully we will be chatting with you again soon.
Yay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.